DNA. Genetics professor Mark Thomas at University College London.
The best match between the modern polar bear sequences and the DNA they found in these other bears was from bears living just before the last glacial maximum, so around 50 or so thousand years, in Ireland.
So when the ice melted, the polar bears of the Arctic couldn't make it home. Unemployment remained high last week, still at 418,000 new applications for benefits, but private employers hired more workers, so it's a mixed bag, a little more good than bad. New Career Builder survey finds better business hiring expectations for the second half of the year.
I think employers overall are feeling more confident in the economy. They're seeing stronger demands for products and services, and so we're seeing that translate into new jobs.
That's Jennifer Grass at CareerBuilder.com. On Wall Street, the Dow is up about 100 points. The NASDAQ has gained 39. S&P's up 14 points, and oil's at $98.30 a barrel. There shall be no jokes about women drivers here. In Salem, New Hampshire, a 75-year-old man ducked underneath a co-worker's SUV to help her figure out what was wrong. She got in, drove over him, and dragged him 40 feet. He died. Deputies say she is distraught. This is CBS News.
I'm Dave Merz with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast today. Half sunshine, a hot day too, that high 95, the heat index to 100. You may see a thunder shower tomorrow, otherwise sun at 95. And that's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300, brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Dave Merz, KSET News.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah.
You've just crossed over into
the danger zone.
Welcome to the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. What's up, Robbie?
Not a lot. What you doing?
It's all the same today. Look, so I said I lied. Let me make it official. I lied yesterday. I said I would not bring up a topic today, which is, no. You don't even know what topic it is.
American Idol.
No, it's American Idol. Not even on the air right now. Golly, how come I say stuff like that and you just shake your head? Quit. Listen. No, the Casey Anthony. I said I wasn't going to bring it up today. I was going to leave it alone yesterday, but... Are you just bringing it up
to tell me that I was right?
Well, no, you were right. Yes, I mean, yes, you did okay. Say time served, then let her go, and yes, by Wednesday of next week. That's just so stupid. It's
the book will be published in 2 months.
she'll be a who's who figure in America here in the next 6 months, because I'm sure there'll be a movie. There'll be everything. They'll be putting her on every kind of, what do you call them, reality shows, you name it. They'll be trying to get this girl all over the place. She's about to make a ton of money. How sad is that when you can kill your own child and make money off of it? Did I say that she killed her own child? That's not proven in court yet. So don't let me, you know, they didn't prove it in court. So she's free. Obviously, she did not kill her child. Phone lines are open today, folks. 898-4400, 898-4400. Love to hear from callers today. Any opinions you have on any of our topics, feel free to call in. We would love to hear about you. We've got we'll give away some more movie passes here later on today.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I tried to make it a little more difficult. I spent some time looking at all my trivia questions that I have, and all of them, I ended up going and trying to Google them and find information. And how fast could I find the information? And you're right. I do make them kind of easy sometimes. So even though they look difficult or sound difficult to me, I would look it up and it would just probably be the first thing that popped up. And I'd be like, okay, that sucked. We got to find another one. So I do have one for the day I do want to bring up. And let's go ahead and get it started. Let's just give away some movie passes to Hollywood theaters. We'll give away a couple of those. Phone lines open, 898-4400. And the trivia question for the day is this. In the movie Wizard of Oz. I know that was one of your favorite movies. We were talking about that the other day.
Right. I always forget what we talk about. I actually just try to block out what you say.
In the movie The Wizard of Oz, how much was Judy Garland's salary on a weekly basis? Judy Garland made how much a week in the movie The Wizard of Oz? Once again, we'll give away some passes to Hollywood theaters. Go see the movie of your choice. And since I'm mentioning the movies, let's get on with this. There's something I do want to discuss on the movie scene. The movie Captain America is coming out. I want you to stop. I know you're looking up some stuff. I want you to pay attention to this. I want you to listen to this one for me real quick.
Okay.
The movie Captain America is about to come out, and they have sent it out to a lot of different countries, right, already to get it prepared, the movie, the whole nine yards. But yes, because there is an anti-American sentiment out there with certain countries, Paramount has still allowed in Marvel Studios, both of them, gave distributors the option of changing the title.
Really?
So instead of it being called Captain America, now they're going to call it the First Avenger, so they don't have to use the word America in their title. The three that took them up on it that are doing it is Russia.
Of course.
Ukraine and South Korea. We've got to cut to a break. Love to hear what you think about this. Stick around. You're in the Danger Zone.
Hi, it's Janet Stone. For the next 60 seconds, we're going to talk about losing weight. And I mean get serious about losing weight. It's all based around the goji berry, a breakthrough in weight loss. One solution with real weight loss results. And it's the only product that works. Goji juice helps your body to naturally lose pounds. It's designed to help your body fight that abdominal fat by reducing the production of stress. The goji berry provides your body with fiber and nutrients to fight toxins in the body. The KSET receptionist lost 6 pounds in 1 week. Can you say sign me up, ladies and gentlemen? I guarantee you're going to love it. Your weight loss hotline numbers are 284-2010, 291-6869, 284-2010, 291-6869. I don't know about you, but I need more energy. I need to control my appetite. I need to lose weight. Who doesn't need that? I guarantee you're going to love it. It's the only thing that works. Take 2 ounces before each meal and voila, slimmer and healthier. Try the goji berry today. I am. Your hotline numbers to lose weight, 284-2010, 291-6869.
Mr. Businessman, how would you like to accelerate your business? With Apex Payroll, they can do it for you, providing resources and technology for locally owned small businesses to manage your payroll and timekeeping functions, human resources, restaurant payroll, and more. There's so many things to talk about: timekeeping, workman's comp, employee services, reporting options, all kinds of details. And you need to keep up with all those changing laws, because you know our friends at the government, well, they keep changing things, and you need to be up to date. I want you to talk to Tommy Patrizzi at Apex Payroll Systems and find out what a difference Apex can make for you. They've made an incredible difference for us here at the radio station. I know they can do the same. Their phone number, 409-899-5858. That's 409-899-5858. Apex Payroll Services. Talk to Tommy Patrizzi and find out how you can accelerate your business with Apex Payroll Services.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome. Sponsored by Madison's on Dallin. Speaking of Madison's on Dallin, tonight they've got Paul Gonsolin is going to be there.
Yes, doing, he'll be on the patio.
Doing live music on the patio tonight. And also they have, I think it's $3 You Call It.
At the front bar.
At the front bar. That's correct. $3 You Call It at the front bar. And we are fans of Madison's.
Absolutely. I'm DJing there tonight.
That's right. You're DJing as well tonight. Oh, that's right. Let's not leave out DJ McRib will be there tonight, tearing it up, hooking it up. So you got big plans tonight? What's up?
I'm going to be using the two turntables and the microphone because that's where it's at.
That's it? Okay, good. There's nothing wrong with that. Two turntables and a microphone. Madison's, guys, if you haven't been out to Madison's in a while, I'll tell you right now, it's still banging just like it always has been. I love the place. I love the place. I love the place. Everybody knows I practically live there. So
same here. It's been that way for 7 years.
And we love the owners. And I think Frankie, I think he might be popping in this evening as well. I thought he might be on the show today, but I didn't get in touch with him. But we'll get in touch with him later. But
you guys Frankie's going to be there?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's just a reason to go there.
That's it. That's it.
That and the food and then the drinks.
You know what he'll do? He'll have you before your DJ night. He'll have you play Friday, even though he'll wait till midnight. If he waits after midnight, you can play.
I actually will play it at 12:30 tonight.
Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, that's just
to remind everybody it's Friday. Actually, I might just cut off whatever we're playing at 12 and start into it.
All right. Well, look, we'll be out at Madison tonight, man. We'll love to see everybody out there. You guys feel free to. Jump in there. Listen, while we're at it, we're still looking for an answer for the trivia question. Also,
wait, what was the trivia question again?
All right, Judy Garland in the movie Wizard of Oz, how much was her weekly salary? And we'll give away some movie passes to Hollywood theaters. And we're looking for the first correct answer. The phone line is 898-4400, 898-4400. And I was also talking about this this Captain America thing here. I want to hear the public's opinions. If you guys got a cell phone on you right now and you have an opinion on this, please. You don't even have to give a name. Just jump in and tell me whether you like it or not. I want to know whether you feel that we should. I personally feel like the fact that if we're going to make a movie called Captain America and we're going to send it over, you know, overseas, then I think the name should remain the same. I don't care if they don't like it, then don't air it in your country. You know, it's kind of my feelings on it. You know what I'm
word.
Saying? I'm serious. I think it's ridiculous. The fact that just because they have anti-sentiment against, anti-American sentiment against us, I don't care. Forget you, man. You know what I'm saying? Forget about it. You don't deserve to have the movie in your country. That's kind of how I feel. And I'm kind of angry at Paramount Pictures for even giving them that option. I understand it's all about the almighty.
It's all about
green.
Money.
Yeah, it's all about money. But at the same time, come on, Paramount. You know, they're going to be lucky if people don't get angry about this and boycott them. Then they'll end up losing money. And then they'll wish they had not done what they did. Anyhow, folks, we do want to talk about some other things here locally. I've got some local news, and we'll get back to some national news. But on the local scene, here in Hardin County, did you hear about the drug bust?
No.
Okay, check this out.
You got busted?
No, I did not get busted. For what? Of course not. Here we go. So what happened? Hardin County sheriffs over the past, I want to say it's the past 9 months or so. I mean, it's been several months they've been putting this together. It was an eight-month investigation. And they sent in undercovers in Hardin County. And ended up issuing an arrest for 19 people yesterday, and they popped 11 of them.
Ooh, that's just not good.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's good, but not good for them.
And all over the place. It was scattered. I mean, it was a lot of people were from Silsbee, but there was a lot. They had them in Savala and Koontz and Spurger and all over. And this I guess whoever this undercover guy is, he did his job because they ended up going in and knocking the fire at everybody. So let that be a lesson to you for selling drugs.
Quit peddling your drugs.
And guess what? They could be listening to the show today, but not now. Not now, unless they're listening in jail. You going to sit there? I'm going to go ahead and...
No, I was about to say something, but... No, never mind.
No, here, I'm going to turn the mic over to you right now. Go ahead. What you got?
Nothing. I've got nothing. Do we want to say this in another language? Because I don't know any others. You were the one who said, "Oh, I've got all the topics today."
Yeah, well, you know what? I do have all the topics today. I just wanted, but otherwise you get fixated on that computer and I can't get your attention for a minute. So I'm trying to keep you. I love you. There you go. Isn't that perfect, folks? Robbie might actually talk a little more today. I think it's possible. I think he just closed his computer up and looked at me like he's going to try and break my kneecaps. All right, so. on top of this.
I'm just going to have our producer go after you.
We can't.
She's a little more vicious.
We can't do Butch Watch because they're out of town. I know, because we would give them a lot of hell if we could. But the good news is, possibly, if they do get arrested by the end of all their investigations and stuff, that'll end up happening to them, and they're in jail, maybe they will be listening. I was going to bring this up a second ago. Maybe they will be tuning into us in jail. Anyhow, world news. You ready? And they've been talking about it. It's been on a lot of the news, even the news that came on right before our show. So the News International, James Murdoch, says he's satisfied that embattled executive Rebecca Brooks had no knowledge of phone hacking.
What?
Okay, on this. Yeah. She was the editor of the scandal. It was a whole scandal-ridden deal going down with what they call News of the World, which is Rupert Murdoch's son, James Murdoch. And they are in the European big media, top-of-the-line media. They ended up, top-of-the-line media ended up, let's see here. I want to make sure I get this right. Hacking into phone lines, like your phone line. Can you do that?
You hacked into my phone line a couple weeks ago.
But what I want to know is how they hack into a phone line. But they hacked into the phone line. This British media company hacked into all these people from royal families to politicians to you name it. So that's where they were getting a lot of their information. How do they tie into our cell phones? How does that happen, man? We'll get back to that here in just a short moment.
I'll do the research.
After this break, we're going to thank our sponsors. You're in the Danger Zone.
Hello, friends. This is James Dabney. I've been a customer of Woodworkers Paradise for most of my adult life. Woodworkers Paradise is located at the south end of Lumberton on Highway 96 South. Woodworkers Paradise is the largest dealer of Freud saw blades, router bits, shaper cutters, and planer knives between Houston and New Orleans. I believe Freud cutting tools to be the very best. Freud manufactures their own Tico high-density carbide to make the sharpest and longest-lasting cutting edges I have ever used. I'm advising you to buy all your Freud blades and bits from my friends at Woodworkers Paradise. It doesn't matter if you're a hobbyist or if you're a cabinet maker. You will make new friends and find the Freud tools you need at Woodworkers Paradise.
This is Evan West, and I want to tell you about a home loan lender right here in Southeast Texas that strives to provide you with an outstanding client experience. Roy West of Ameripro Funding can help you get the home of your dreams. They do all types of home loans, FHA, USDA, VA, and conventional, all over Southeast Texas. They can also help you get extra cash by refinancing your home. Give them a call today at 409-866-1901 or on the web at www.roywestloans.com. Their clients become their friends, so give them a call to begin the process of making your dreams come true with that new home purchase. And listen to Roy this and every Friday afternoon from 1 to 2 on the Roy West Real Estate Show. He brings in some of the most successful and knowledgeable real estate professionals in the area. Tune in right here on the Live and Local, AM 1300 KSET, the talk of Southeast Texas, Fridays at 1 p.m. And remember, in a race of thoroughbreds, it is the jockey that makes the difference.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by
Bronze Body.
Bronze Body, great place to go.
Get your bronze on.
Get your bronze on, and you can go hook up with these guys. And I know I talk about the Lipotron. I'm going to do it again. If you want to, folks, if you want to lose some unwanted inches, and if you want to lose, if you've got issues with cellulite, if you've got issues with your legs, your thighs, your arms, your stomach, anything, anywhere. Heck, your chin. They even do, like, if you feel like you have that, you know, that little secondary chin, you know, or what have you, and you want to get rid of that. This machine works for everything. It's called the Lipotron. You can go to Bronze Body. You can go to Bronze Body, and these guys ask for Tiffany, and she will take you in, show you the machine, tell you all about how it works.
She's very knowledgeable on that machine.
She is very knowledgeable, and she'll hook you up on it, and in a matter of minutes, folks, in a matter of minutes, you can lose unwanted fat in inches, and literally in a matter of minutes. It's amazing, and it's safe. It's completely safe. Actually, it's also better than surgery, and there's no dietary plans to this.
Yes.
Basically, it's all about just drinking water. You know, drink some water afterwards, just like you would after a workout.
I drink a lot of water.
And it's actually very comfortable. It's actually kind of relaxing. While you're having it done, it's like having I say it every day, it's like having a massage. So if you guys, if you're interested, go up and ask for Tiffany at Bronze Body location here in Beaumont.
That location's on Phelan.
That's on Phelan. And go ask for Tiffany, or you can call them and get a hold of her and tell her if you talk to them, tell her you heard it on the Danger Zone, and we'll give you four tickets if you sign up. We'll give you four tickets to Schlitterbahn. So be sure and go see all of our friends over at Bronze Body. Now, you had something you wanted to mention, you wanted to talk about. Go ahead.
I pulled up a very interesting article.
Okay.
We were talking about it on the break. Another college football program.
Yep.
Fallen in flames. Oregon is being accused of, what the exact wording is, of more... violations.
More violations of?
Of.
I mean, what's going on with these guys? So everybody's being accused of.
Well,
do we have more?
We have Oregon, Ohio State, Auburn, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Your Buckeyes.
And there, I know. All right, go ahead. Bring my Ohio State in here. But hey, are my UT guys? They're not on the list, are they?
No, they're not.
Oh, they're still safe then.
Yes.
They're still safe. They're hanging out with the Michael Jackson jacket somewhere in Austin right now.
This is Thriller.
That's you know, one of the guys actually, you know, up in Austin, that's where they have it. And I forgot he ended up paying for it, but it was like $1.5 million or something like that for his jacket. That's pretty crazy. You must love the jacket to spend that kind of cash.
You must just love Michael Jackson.
Or Michael Jackson. Anyhow, so the deal here is when it comes down to what you're talking about, these are people taking more payouts or what is the deal? It's getting more, everybody's like with Ohio State. Students or the organization themselves are in trouble?
It sounds like the organization themselves.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty crazy, dude. That's pretty crazy. Well, I'll tell you what. Listen, we're going to get back real quick to our – I'll let you do some more research on that, but we're going to get back to the trivia real quick because we do have some callers we want to get to. The question today, by the way, is in the movie Wizard of Oz, how much money did Judy Garland receive – as a salary on a weekly basis. On a weekly basis, Judy Garland got paid how much money? Phone lines are 898-4400, 898-4400. Hey, you're in the Danger Zone with Jerome and Robbie V. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Gerald.
Hey, Gerald, how are you today?
Pretty good, sir. I just want to talk a little maybe off the subject, but my whole deal is I've been watching TV about this budget and stuff, Republican Party and the Democrat Party.
Okay.
And I ain't seen any parties would say, American people cover them on their insurance, that we're going to cut back and I'm going to pay 50% of the insurance and I'm going to drop my salary back. They make right at $200,000. I'm going to drop it back to $100,000 and we're going to try to get rid of some of the illegals around here to get people, Americans, more jobs. You don't hear none of them talk none of that. Or even the president can drop his $100,000. He makes $400,000.
Right.
All they want to talk about is somebody makes $20,000 or $25,000 or some old 90-year-old woman you want to take her Medicare away from her.
Well, that's, you
these
know,
people are sick. That's what I think.
Well, you know what? That's Washington for you right now. Right now.
Well, no, sir.
And it is a little off subject, and you're right, but I'm glad you jumped on it because we do want to work with our listeners on this. So since you're on this, let's talk about it for a second. I agree with the fact that, they're not making any moves for the better. And this is something, Gerald, I tried to bring up the other day. I spent an entire day on Obama, and I replayed a lot of stuff that he had promised in the first administration during his campaigning while he was trying to win the presidency, while he was still a senator. And then after he won the presidency, I played a lot of stuff that he said directly right after that. A lot of it having to be with bringing military home immediately and putting down dates and saying, this is what we're going to do and this is when we're going to do it. And then, of course, he also talked about health care, and this is what we were going to do with health care, and this is how we were going to work things out for everybody. Everything was going to be great. And he paints, Gerald, there's one thing I've said. I am not, I'll tell you this right now, I am definitely not an Obama fan in any way, shape, or form. But what he does, and I'll give him credit, is he can paint a pretty picture. It looks great from the outside, but on the inside, once you get to it, we've gotten nothing out of this. These last several years, we've gotten nothing from this administration. Nothing.
Well, I agree with that, sir, but see, you're missing my point. They're all up there arguing, but they ain't none of them doing a damn thing.
Well, that's what they do. That's what they do. They sit in their seats and they argue back and forth, and they like to put it in public so there's more announcements. So it seems like something's going on when in all reality nothing's getting done. And part of it is because they are arguing all the time. For some reason, we can't come together on issues.
Well, they won't even cut. See, you lead by example.
Yep.
If they would cut all of their perks, prongs, and run all them lobbyists off and really try to do what the American people asked them to do, and then I wouldn't mind paying, if it took a 5% raise in my tax, fine. But they can't, they won't even do it themselves. That's the problem. They're a bunch of scumbags, I'm telling you.
Well,
I'd whoop my child's butt if he couldn't do no better than that. I mean, golly, come on, think about that a minute, sir. They won't even cut their salary, and they're making better than $200,000.
Sure, of course. Of course, we have that here locally. We've got a superintendent here locally that is doing the same thing. Gerald, we got to cut to a break. I appreciate you calling. We'll address some of this stuff you're talked about here in just a moment when we come back from the break. Stick around,
Wallace,
folks.
Wallace is a thief.
Stick around. We're in the danger zone.
CBS News Update. I'm Harley Carnes. President Obama says both parties agree it's important to raise the debt limit by August 2nd. This after another meeting at the White House with congressional leaders.
I thought it was a very constructive meeting, and I will be seeing them back here on Sunday. A lot of work will be done between now and then.
House Speaker John Boehner before the talks.
We are not going to raise taxes on the American people. We're not going to raise taxes on the very people that we expect to reinvest in our economy and to help grow jobs.
Ditto says Republican Whip Eric Cantor of Virginia.
We as Republicans are not going to support tax increases. It is counterintuitive to think that you can raise taxes in a sputtering economy.
CBS's Danielle Nottingham.
Lawmakers have until July 22nd to strike a deal. That gives them enough time to pass the plan before August 2nd. That's the date when the federal government could go into default for the first time in history.
CBS News Update. I'm Harley Carnes.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to GEICO last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Larry's Old Time Trade Days are this weekend. While you're out walking the grounds of Larry's Old Time Trade Days, look for Cast Iron Cowboy. They have the largest selection of decorative cast iron items in Southeast Texas. From the fire pits to the wood-burning cook stoves, lampshades, and with a plasma cutter, you can have custom cutouts of any sort. It's the Cast Iron Cowboy while you're walking the grounds of Larry's Old Time Trade Days off I-10 East in Winnie, Texas, exit 829. See you this weekend.
I'm Dave Murph with your official KSET WeatherBug forecast. Today, half sunshine, a hot day too, that high 95, the heat index to 100. You may see a thunder shower tomorrow, otherwise sun at 95. And that's the latest official KSET WeatherBug forecast from AM 1300, brought to you by Overhead Door Company of Beaumont, the original overhead door company. For the talk of Southeast Texas, I'm Dave Murph, KSET News.
Get off of my lawn.
You know this guy.
What are you looking at?
He's your inner curmudgeon, the part of you that just loves to be peeved off.
These kids today.
He's been through a lot this year. Natural disasters.
And the humidity.
Crazy politicians.
How about a brain certificate?
Royal weddings.
Royal pain in my big fat.
And what it all means to him.
Yeah, what about me?
The good news? No other radio station caters to your inner curmudgeon.
You never call me.
Like we do.
Talk Radio, AM 1300, KSET.
There you go. She was playing that for you, Robbie, since you're DJing tonight. She's our producer,
I'm
Amanda.
Be breaking it down.
She typed up and she said that song was for you. She said so. She wanted to make sure you had to play that funky music, white boy.
I know how to play that funky music.
Anyhow, Gerald, we just got off the phone with Gerald just a minute ago, and I understand what Gerald's talking about. First of all, the meetings that are going on right now, and even during the break, just in some of the news was talking about it. But with the meetings going on and with Obama calling everything constructive out of all the meetings, and that's basically the word that he used, it doesn't really matter. What they're talking about right now is a lot of deficit reduction proposals that they're trying to get done. And he's right. What they're basically doing is they're going to spend a lot of time sitting up there talking about them. And all talk and no action. And if I got you right, Gerald, and I think I did, I think what you were basically saying is they're all bark and no bite up there. And there's a lot of truth to that. You've got the Democrats saying that they don't need to add Social Security into this whole mix because it doesn't contribute to the deficit. And then you have the other side going, yes, it does contribute, and they need to do something about it. And then they start arguing about Social Security, and then that comes back up again. And it's so obvious of what's going on. I know there's technical issues behind and details that have to be, people really have to know their business. But somebody there has got to be able to figure out how to work this out. First of all, Social Security is such a sad thing because the senior citizens of today are getting nothing. Nothing. I mean, the money they're getting is so small. The fact that they can even survive is amazing. And in most cases, they don't. They have to have some type of other assistance somehow. And that puts a strain on our financial, our government financials that we have to give out. So it still comes back to, I agree with the fact that Social Security does contribute to the deficit because it does. And the worst part is we're sitting here in a recession, and that could continue on. If the voters allow Obama to get back into office again, that just get ready for that to happen, because that's exactly what's going to go down. Once again, I'm going to get back to our trivia question real quick. Still looking for an answer. Somebody guess a number. I might just tell you you're right, just to give away some passes to Hollywood theaters. 898-4400, 898-4400. Trying to find that correct answer. Just haven't found anybody yet who's got it. Question is, in the movie Wizard of Oz, what was Judy Garland's weekly salary? All right, once again, 898-4400. Now, back to this Obama, because Gerald got me started, and now you know me. I'll start getting on a rampage about this. This is why I kind of every now and then I know, because they get me started at Obama, and this is why a lot of times I leave it out of our show.
I was going to talk about a lottery to win a baby.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait. I'll pause Obama for a minute. Give me that one. What are you talking about?
Found an article in Britain. There is a lottery to win baby that has sparked controversy for $32. Winners can win $25,000 of personalized fertility treatment at one of Great Britain's top five facilities. Individuals, couples, straight, gay, or elderly are eligible for this prize.
Okay. Well, okay. I'm sure the gay males are not included in that. It's going to be hard for them to, you know, work fertility through two gay males. But and I guess if they're gay, it doesn't make sense either way with a gay. Yeah. Well, they can still fertilize, a gay female. I guess that would make sense.
Also included in this prize is a stay at a luxury hotel, a chauffeur-driven ride to the treatment facility. I can't make this up.
So they're going to make sure that you can enjoy that day of fertility.
Pretty much.
That's excellent. So, and people are arguing about it. Actually, I think that's a fantastic idea.
They will also be given the option of reproductive surgery, donor eggs, and sperm, or a surrogate birth if a standard IVF.
Hey, people out there who have issues and cannot have children, you know, adopt. If you want children, adopt. I'm all for it. And B, I mean, if they can find a way, you know, if the male's not productive and the female is, then they can find a way to fertilize the female and then they can have a baby. I think this is a great idea. I don't see any wrong with it. I don't know why it's so controversial.
It might have to do with you're buying a ticket for $32.
Yeah, but that's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, what a great – it gives a lot of people a way to get into it. I think Gerald's called back here. I think he's here for the trivia question. Let's see what he's got before we cut to this break, Amanda. All right, let me see if I can get him on here.
Yes, sir. It was either 500 or 1,000. I can't remember which one it was.
All right, you're back on. Gerald, how are you?
Pretty good, sir. How you doing?
Good. You got an answer for the trivia question.
It was either 500 or 1,000. I can't remember exactly which one it was. I did see it on the screen one time.
No, actually, it's a lot less than that. I'll give everybody a hint to take this a little bit further. It's under $100.
Oh, it was like $80
on a weekly basis. That's my hint right now. Joe, we appreciate you calling back in, my man. Thank you.
Sir. All right, thank you.
You got it. All right, we've got to cut to a break. We're still looking for a trivia answer. How much money did Judy Garland make on a weekly basis in the movie The Wizard of Oz? You're in the danger zone, 898-4400.
So the other day I was talking to my buddy Freddie and said, man, I need to get some insurance. He said, what kind of insurance? And I said, well, I need, you know, business insurance, liability, workers' comp, the kind of stuff you need for your business. And he said, well, what's the deal? And I said, well, I don't want to have to pay, you know, a fortune. I don't want to have to deal with people who are going to be, you know, frustrating me with those sky-high rates. He said, I've got your answer. It's Cravens Insurance Agency at 510 North 5th Street in Silsbee. Carrie and Rob have been doing it for over 25 years, and you know what? Cravens has been around since 1920. They specialize in insurance programs for all types of contractors, business, auto, commercial, and general liability, workers' comp. They do it all. I said, oh, really? Yeah, Cravens Insurance Agency. Give them a call, 409-385-2854. That's 385-2854. Cravens Insurance Agency. They've been doing it forever. They can do it for you.
If you're finally ready to take 10 to 20 minutes and sit down and pre-plan the final aspect of your life, you know, your passing on, well, then it's time for you to make the one call that you, your spouse, and your family will appreciate more than you'll ever know. Your friends at Greenlawn Memorial Park would like to show you just how easy and affordable pre-planning can be. And after you choose a pre-need plan with Greenlawn Memorial, there's something special. You'll also receive their child and grandchild protection plan. In the event that your child or grandchild that is still living at home passes before you do, they'll receive the exact same pre-need plan that you chose, absolutely free. And should you decide to move out of the Golden Triangle, Greenlawn Memorial can transfer your pre-need plan. You know, every month and every year we plan for things like auto insurance, medical insurance, and even homeowner's insurance. So why not make the call right now to take all the indecision out of the one thing that you are definitely going to use one day? Greenlawn Memorial Park. Their number, 962-8448. 962-8448.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
Sponsored by the World Gym in Beaumont. Both locations, great locations
yes.
you can go to. The World Gym in Beaumont, folks, offers you, you know what? It's the real deal. It's not some. It's not. It's not the most glorified, you know, kind of crazy looking wild. They don't do stupid stuff there. They focus on one thing: making you look better, helping you get in shape, helping you get fit. And that's what they do. They're dedicated. The staff there is fantastic. Everybody is willing to help you with whatever needs you might have. You can't miss out at the World Gym. They have offer a lot of different things. You can go in. They I know they have the Zumba, spin, yoga. They've got Pilates if you want to do some Pilates. And for the guys, if you're into this cardio kickboxing, man, if you want to do some cardio kickboxing as well, you can work on that. It's just a great place to go. I know
yes.
the MMA, and like I said yesterday, I was mentioning Jody Nolan. I said the great thing about Jody is you know, he's a great guy. He's worked out. He was in a major accident many years back, and the first show, and I want to call it Rescue 911. The first show that ever aired on Rescue 911 was about him. The show actually became a TV series because of him, actually, because he fell off a cliff in California. And he fell, it broke all kind of bones in his body. I mean, just completely, just the fact that he was alive, they just couldn't believe that was a miracle. Didn't think that he was going to be able to walk anything. I mean, they really thought he wasn't going to make it. He ended up living. And not only did Jody end up living, folks, he has turned his life around. He's worked hard. He owns both of the, you know, he owns the World Gyms here in Beaumont. And he's just a great guy, and he knows what it takes to focus and center in and make yourself get back into shape. He's been through it, and I know he's taught his staff that, and I think, you know, through osmosis, through all of them, once you go in that place, you can feel the same way. So, guys, go out. If you're going to work out, there's only one place to do it in this city. That's World Gym in Beaumont. Y'all go check the guys out there and tell them you heard it in the Danger Zone. Anybody that signs up
gets tickets to Schlitterbahn.
Gets tickets to Schlitterbahn. That's what we're doing. So we'll give you some tickets to Schlitterbahn. Anybody that signs up, tell them that you heard it in the Danger Zone, and we'll take care of you. Now, you had some more stuff, but I want to get back on this thing we were just talking about before the break. All right?
Baby lottery. Can we hold a baby lottery?
I'm finding great humor in this. A baby lottery. So $32, I think this is a great idea for people that can't. Now, it is kind of insane, I guess, for people that don't need to, you know, single mothers, do they qualify?
Yes. It doesn't matter if you're just an individual
or a
couple.
Just anybody.
You could be straight or gay or elderly. You could be 65 buy a lottery ticket.
I have some issues with that. You probably run into some medical issues there. I mean,
it's not all just.
We're not talking about like.
They will find a surrogate if the in vitro fails.
Oh, so they will find
yes.
a surrogate for you as well.
Yes.
$32 and you can have a baby. Roll the dice. That's pretty crazy. That's very insane. But you know what? It almost sounds like something we would come up with as some kind of giveaway or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyhow. All right, so check it out. We've got off of this. I want to get back real quick on the Obama thing because Gerald got me started. Thanks, Gerald, for getting me started on Obama. Once I get started, I just get angry and I get frustrated. I said this last week and I'll say it again. The problem I have is right now, Gerald, is a lot of the stuff that's going on starts with the top. It goes to the top. It starts with Obama and it continues down through his cronies. And what's going to happen now is he has already started during his campaigning right now for the next election. He's already started this campaigning. He's already raised a ton of money. He's continuing to raise a ton of money. And people are just handing things over to him left and right, trying to get him ready for this. And I just don't understand or see how he can be reelected. But in the same sense, it's possible that he can be reelected right now. I know people don't want to hear that, but it's very possible that he could be reelected. There's one way that we can make sure that he doesn't, and that's for everybody
go out and vote.
That's right. And that's a big part of it, too. Gerald, that's a big part of the reason why a lot of these things are talked about, but they don't get done, is because the people that should be in office are not in office. Why are they not in office? Because people were too lazy to vote. You know, we have to make it right. It's up to us. It starts with us, and then it goes to them. We're the people who make them what they are. Am I done?
I don't know. I never know what's about to come out of your mouth.
And like I said, and I could tell, and he was upset because of the salaries that they make. And they make a lot of money. Well,
can we start?
You know what? Granted, I will say this on behalf of, yes, they make a lot of money in politics and of course, tons of money. And they make a lot more under the table and, you know, in closed doors. I can guarantee you that. But like I was saying earlier, that also reminds me of BISD because the same thing's going on here.
I was
locally.
About to say, can we just start calling it the Obama posse?
Yeah, the Obama posse. Absolutely. Kind of like the Butch posse for
yes.
Dr. Carol Thomas. Yeah. Because, I mean, here we are paying this man the same thing. He's getting. Now, this guy, the difference between them is they're actually overseeing world affairs. You know, they're overseeing wars and everything. I give him
Dr.
credit.
Dr. Thomas is just overseeing the beauty or beautification of Seagram State Park.
That's right. No, seriously. He's trying to figure out how to build hotels. And I mean, I still don't get all of this. This is the man is giving away money basically illegally to settlements, just illegal settlements that he just decided to throw our money, our taxpaying money out there. All right. He decided to go ahead and hook a guy up, a guy named Calvin Walker. You know, he tried to help out, make sure they got him hooked up, and him and I'm not just pushing it all on him. He did have his little posse that's helping him, and so we overpay $3.7 million or $4 million to
got some scrap metal going on. That,
yeah, then we go to the scrap metal thing here recently of him distributing all this stuff. Somebody, whoever it is, because I still haven't seen who's taking the blame for this shit. But they gave away all of our taxpaying. You know, we paid for all the stuff at these schools, and they went and gave it away to, I guess, friends, you know, on the lowdown so that they could make tens of thousands of dollars in a week. Crazy stuff going on, folks. We've got to cut to another break here. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about BISD as well as I got to find a winner for the trivia question.
We got to give something away.
Yeah, got to give something away. Stick around, folks. You're in the danger zone.
The secret side of me, I never let you see. I keep it caged, but I can't control it. So stay away from me, the beast is ugly. I feel the rage and I just can't hold it. It's scratching on the wall, in the closet.
Hey there, Jack Piper here. Why not plan to join me this Friday at Certino's in Mid-County, where I'll be taking my show on the road again? Not only will I have an award-winning Lighten Up Friday program, but you never know who might show up making a guest appearance. So the place to be this Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. is Certino's in Mid-County. They're real easy to find right off Highway 69 at the Jimmy Johnson exit. That's Certino's. Come on out and experience live and local radio up close and personal. Yeah. On the road again with me, Jack Piper, at Certino's.
Summertime and outdoor fun go hand in hand, like delicious meals prepared with quality foods from Market Basket. This week, shop and save on Market Basket Premium Select Angus Beef Boneless Country Style Ribs. Family pack, only $2.29 a pound. Limit 2 with a $10 or more additional food purchase, please. In our produce department, sweet seedless watermelons, just $4.99 each. Our friendly associates are always ready and waiting to help you. Market Basket, friendly people, fast service.
Larry's Old Time Trade Days this weekend features Howdy's Woodworking and My Sister's Closet. George has beautiful handmade cypress swings and chairs, Brinkman grills, and J.R. Watkins natural spices and flavorings. Step into My Sister's Closet, where Nancy showcases gorgeous purses and jewelry. Visit Larry's Old Time Trade Days off I-10 East at exit 829 this weekend in Winnie.
There's only one superstore like it, and it's located right here in the Golden Triangle. And if you still have not experienced Basic Foods yet, what are you waiting for? Start your road to feeling healthier and better with over 10,000 feet of everything from gluten-free products to their award-winning deli to their fresh organic free produce department. Basic Foods truly is your one-stop shopping headquarters for everything that's good for you. And the newest addition to Basic Foods is their raw and living lifestyle section that can get you on the road to eating the way nature and intended starting today. And don't forget that Basic Foods has an incredible selection of supplements, books, and even a meals on the go section that can make eating healthy easier than it's ever been before. And if you've been looking for those dehydrated strawberries that Dr. Oz has always been talking about, you'll find them exclusively at Basic Foods. There's only one health food store like it, and it's Basic Foods in Beaumont, located at Dallin and Phelan in the Oak Shopping Center, or better yet, just look for all the healthy people. The name to remember for everything that's great for you, Basic Foods.
Welcome back to the Danger Zone with Jerome
and Robbie V.
And you know what, Robbie? We need to mention something else real quick before I, you know, go off on the rest of the politicians and everybody else. We need to mention tomorrow night, we're going to be doing a special little encore. We're going to start doing this once a week. Also, not only will we be on tomorrow at 3 o'clock,
yes,
but tomorrow we will be at Madison's.
Ooh,
from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Oh, we decided on 6?
Well, I don't know. You want to do 6 or 7. It's up to you right now. The
6
listeners
o'clock.
Are listening. 6 o'clock it is. 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock tomorrow, we will be doing a 3-hour show live from Madison's on Dallin. So we invite anybody that wants to come out and hang out with us. Anybody that wants to come out and hang out. We're going to throw a table down. We're coming there live. We're going to have microphones. We're going to be kicking back with the headphones and... And not anything goes, but pretty much anything goes. It'll be Friday. We're going to have a great time
it's
to kick
Friday,
off the weekend.
Friday.
Not yet. Save that for later. So anyhow, we'll be there tomorrow night. So we're inviting everybody, anybody that wants to come out. Once again, we'll be at Madison's on Dallin from 6 to 9 tomorrow live with a 3-hour show. And you and I'm Robbie, I'm leaving you responsible to put together all of the topics we're going to talk about.
Okay. I bet I can do better than you today.
Why? What are you talking about? I had a great time. So I brought up News of the World, which is very important right now because, I mean, I say that. It's a very hot subject. We talked about Casey. That's a great subject because it's still hot and smoking right now, even though you were just saying earlier that what else? She wrote something in a
jailhouse letters. They were reporting that she wants to have more kids.
She wants to have more children.
Yes.
Already, she's excited about having more children now that she's getting set free. What a great thing. What a great life she must live.
So many comments, so little time, and so many restrictions.
It is so sad. It is so sad that this even is occurring right now. I mean, our society is just basically, for lack of a better term, has just really gone to hell.
Yes.
I'm serious. It really has.
That's the nice way of putting it.
No, I'm serious. It's crazy because everything is just – it's insane. The world's spinning out of control, dude. Everything that's going on, you know, and somehow we allow it. But I don't know, buddy. I don't know. We'll work it out. You and I, we're still on the air. We're on 5 days a week now.
We'll show the world.
That's right. We'll show them. We'll show them what we're made of here at the Danger Zone. Folks, we appreciate everybody hanging out with us.
Right all the wrongs. We're going to make this world a better place.
Anybody out there that sews?
One magic trick at a time.
Anybody out there that sews? Robbie V would love to make him a cape. If anybody can make a cape and bring it tomorrow to Madison's while we're out there, would love for somebody to bring a cape. But for Robbie V, he needs one to be his own little superhero. Anyhow, we enjoyed everybody hanging out with us today. We will be on at 3 o'clock tomorrow as well, here live at the station. And promise, we'll be bringing up some crazy topics.
Are you
going to
be doing magic tricks at Madison's tomorrow?
You never know what might go down at Madison's.
Okay.
We'll see you folks tomorrow, everybody. Up next, we've got Mr. John Goodyear. Thanks for hanging out, folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you're a doper, they're looking for you in Hardin County. I'm Tom Clay, KSET News. The Hardin County Sheriff's Office looking for nearly two dozen people accused of delivering or possessing those infamous controlled substances. Deputies have 19...